And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Jake Goldberg has only one complaint against his wife, and that is that she turns his house into a boarding house with the people she tries to help. The fact that Molly is always right merely makes Jake think that she's wrong. And right now, his house is full. There's Oriane and her son, David. These two might have left except for a little faux pas which Dr. Cater made, one that we'll hear about in just a minute. And the other boarder is Mr. Edward Way, an ex-convict just released from prison, a man who was formerly wealthy and prominent, and who now owns the Goldberg house. Way is out in the yard making a chicken house, and inside, Molly and Rosie are talking things over.
Did you have a cold, Ma?
It's all right, darling. Just slightly. I got a little horse in my throat. I'll rub myself fast. I'll be all right, darling. What's David doing?
He's outside watching Mr. Way still wood.
Well, maybe tell David not to go too near and not to ask Mr. Way too many questions.
Well, Ma, he's just watching him.
And, Oriana's upstairs?
Uh-huh. Ma.
Yeah. Wait, dear. Give me another egg, yes,
but
darling?
The recipe says only one egg, Ma.
If only one is good and two is better, no? This is a bigger cake, anyway. What did you want to say?
Mr. Way said, couldn't we open the back door so he wouldn't have to come in the front door?
Yes, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my sugar, dear. Yes?
Let him use it, Ma. We'll have a little more privacy.
Give me the sugar, dear. Yes, please.
I'm going to miss David when they go over to live at Dr. Cater's.
Where's my vanilla?
Oh, here.
Just Ma. Take the dishcloth, darling, please, and wipe up the flour. Yes, dear. Lately, I'm so sloppy. Look at my apron. Look.
I wish David didn't have to go away. I'm going to miss him so much.
Look where you're wiping, darling. Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Where's Mr. Wade going to build his chicken house?
Up on the hill.
It's not going to be pleasant having him around all the time.
No, we'll see, dear. Jake? You're home?
If I'm here, I'm home. Where else am I?
You're early, no?
It's not late, I'm early.
Take Papa's mackinaw.
All right, Ma.
What's Mr. Wade chopping and sewing?
I don't know, evidently something.
Then he comes in later, Molly. I want you to have him sign this paper.
What is it?
A lease.
Oh.
With a man like Mr. Wade, you can never tell when all of a sudden he'll turn and tell you to get out again.
A lease for how long?
It'll take a year almost to find the right location and build a house, no?
Are you going to build a new house, Pa?
That's what I'm contemplating.
Can we afford it, Ray?
Did I ever do anything that I couldn't afford?
Let me pick out the kind of a house I want, Pa.
It'll be the kind of a house I want this time. No spare rooms.
Wait, don't start, Jake, please. Let us always have spare rooms and an open door.
I said no spare rooms, Molly, for you to lavish invitations on every bitch what.
But we have to have spare rooms,
Pa. All right, Rosalie, please. Please, we didn't start to build yet.
When is David and his mother going over to Cater?
I didn't ask you, Jake.
Why not?
Because why not? I didn't want her to think I was so anxious for her to leave here.
Oh, excuse me. I see you're starting something already. If Dr. Cater offered Orion a position, let her take it.
All right, please. Where are you going?
Have I got that clean shirt upstairs?
Not one.
Excuse me.
Oh, did Papa really mean that we wouldn't have a spare room, Mark? And we have to get new furnishings, Ma.
We'll see.
If I go away to college, it'll be nice to have some friend over to spend the summer with me.
If you go to college, you'll have to go away.
Oh, I like to. All the girls do, Ma. Ma?
Go up and give Papa a shirt, please.
Mr. Goldberg is asking for something.
Go up and give Papa a shirt. He's outside, Orion, dear.
I want to move out of my room every second day. Maybe I could find something.
Rosalie, go up.
My father didn't mean you, Mrs. Leland.
No, that's all right, Rosie. I wanted to tell you something, Mrs. Goldberg. But perhaps I shouldn't.
Mr. Goldberg, he didn't meant anything. I mean,
I am not accepting Dr. Cater's offer. I couldn't, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm not criticizing him when I say that he's thinking a little too much of me rather than of helping me. Dr. Cater is a very wonderful man, very charming, very handsome, and I'm glad that he seems interested in me. But his help has, how should I say it, a slightly personal flavor. And I'm not in the mood, Mrs. Goldberg, to joke with my future. I have David. And nothing else in the world counts. Nothing. Nothing, absolutely.
I can't find the shirt. I'm coming right up.
I can't find the shirt. This is a man. The shirt is laying here. All the shirts. We'll discuss it again, Laurie and darling. I think you're right. And I know how you feel, darling.
Oh, Dr. Cader? Come in, doctor. Come in.
I can't find the shirt.
You can't find the shirt? I'll find them. Will you excuse me? Excuse me, Dr. Cade. I'll be
certainly
down presently. They're looking for shirts, and the shirts are standing for all the shirts. I only ironed yesterday. All the shirts.
Well, what's the matter? You can't find the shirts. The shirts are all the...
I came over before going to the city. I wanted to know if you'd change your mind.
I can't accept the offer of your position, Dr. Cade.
Why not? It's a good job. It's an easy one.
It's too easy. I'm not a girl of 17 anymore. I'm not interested in the game of flirting.
Flirting?
That's what it is, I suppose. It sounds very coarse and brutal to say it plain this way, leaving out all the beautiful poetry, Dr. Cater. But I prefer to leave the poetry out of my life.
Aren't you taking my attitude for granted?
I sincerely hope I'm acting like a fool and misinterpreting your intentions. In that case, I apologize. Think me a fool and...
And what?
And forgive. I don't want to think of anyone but my son.
You don't have to think of me.
I won't if I don't go to your father's house.
It seems to me, Oriane, that you're being very important about something exceedingly trivial.
I hope so.
I just wanted to help you.
You have. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
The bottom of your heart. Have you reached the bottom so soon in your life?
Yes.
And you need help more than ever.
Only the help of my own hands. I want to find work.
That's very noble of you. I assure you, I
will leave you. It must have been the moonlight that made you sound different. It
must have been the moonlight that made you think what you did.
Perhaps. But you see, Dr. Cater, the moon is going to shine night after night. I can't afford to take chances. Oh, I hope David isn't annoying Mr. Way. Will you excuse me?
Yes, of course. I hope I haven't.
David, chérie, va jouer ailleurs. N'a pas mon fils.
I didn't want the boy to annoy you, Mr. Way.
He wasn't annoying me.
You know how children are. So curious about strangers.
Strangers are curious.
I'm very sorry about the day when he...
I'm afraid I lost my temper. I'm not a very good carpenter. All I know is what I learned in jail. You're going to live on here?
For a while.
Hey, Doc. I don't want to play.
Excuse me for interrupting your silence, but I have to leave. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Perhaps you and Mr. Way could go into the chicken business together, Oriane. Everything is done in the daytime, and the moon never gets mixed up with it.
Lay down, Sporty. Please don't play now, Adam.
Is that man in love with you? Mr. Way may be more correct than he thinks. And if he is, then Jake Goldberg's going to have more trouble with his spare looms. For Christopher Cater is the kind of a man who thinks that no is just the first way to say yes.